ESPN 93.5, sunny 95.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. That means political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg. You can find Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com, aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And hello, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Bill, it is summertime. A lot of kids are home from school for the summer. Some of them might even be listening to our program this morning. So thinking about our younger audience, and I mean our very young audience, what do you have for us that might appeal to some of the kids here for summertime?
Ah, well, Stevie and Diane, I thought it might be nice to revisit some classic fairy tales this morning, stories that will appeal to young and old alike. After all, many older people are still young at heart.
Yeah.
And so this morning, we're going to be hearing some of President Barack Obama's favorite fairy tales. And Stevie, if you're ready to read those fairy tales, I think our listeners, both young and old, are ready to hear them right after our fairy tales theme song. Here it is.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young.
Welcome, everybody, to our Friday morning fairy tale special. I am your host, Stevie J, and I'll be reading today's fairy tales. And you'll be hearing some of our from some of President Barack Obama's favorites. So without further ado, let us begin with the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks.
Hello, I'm Goldilocks.
Goldilocks went for a walk in the woods. It wasn't long before she realized that she was lost.
Oh my goodness, I'm lost. Whatever shall I do?
Looking around for a forest ranger, Goldilocks could not see one. Unfortunately, because of that whole sequester thing, which as President Obama has repeatedly pointed out, is entirely the fault of the evil Republicans. There were no forest rangers in the woods to help poor Goldilocks find her way.
Oh no! I'm all alone in the woods!
But after walking a short distance down a trail leading to the left, Goldilocks came across a house. She knocked on the door, but nobody answered, so Goldilocks decided to just walk in.
It looks like the door is unlocked. Oh, I think I just let myself inside.
Inside the house, on the dining room table, Goldilocks noticed three sets of documents. They were health insurance policies.
Looks like there's a lot of health insurance policies. My goodness. This first one has a Cadillac benefits and no deductibles. Just look at the price. I could never afford a policy like this one.
No, Goldilocks looked at the second health insurance policy.
Wow. Look at this health insurance policy. The premiums are cheap, but there are no prescription benefits. And there's a $15,000 deductible. This policy is terrible.
And then Goldilocks picked up the third health insurance policy.
Oh, now this is a policy I could live with. Good benefits, affordable premiums. Yes, this one would be perfect for me.
By now, Goldilocks had become tired from reading the insurance policy, so she went into the living room and made herself comfortable in a big lazy boy chair. Goldilocks soon fell fast asleep. A few minutes later, President Barack Obama happened to stop at the house in the woods to hand out a warning about global warming to the residents. Noticing that the door was ajar, that is to say, noticing that the door was open, President Obama walked inside.
Hello? Anybody home? This is your president, Barack Obama, just stopping by to talk with you about the new carbon tax. That's how I'm going to stop global warming. With a tax.
Goldilocks heard the president, got up out of her chair, and much to her surprise, met President Obama at the door.
President Obama, what a surprise. What are you doing here?
I guess I could ask you the same question, little girl. This house belongs to the Three Bears, Mike Ditka, Dan Hampton, and Mike Singletary. You don't belong here. You didn't build this house. They government help, of course.
But I was lost, Mr. President. And since the door was ajar, that means it was open. I let myself in. And then I got tired reading all the health insurance policies on the dining room table. So I fell asleep in that big chair over there.
Let me see those health insurance policies, little girl. Ah, yes. This one is a Cadillac policy. You'd be fined by the IRS if you were to buy this one. Obamacare won't allow you to have any gold-plated insurance policy, so you can forget about policy number one. And now let's see that second policy. Oh, no. No, this won't do either. This policy is too cheap. It doesn't cover nearly enough. You'd be fined for this one, too. How about the third policy? This one seems good, but the premiums would keep increasing every year, and you'd soon be unable to keep up with the payments, especially since you'll probably be unemployed like the millions of Americans who still haven't found a government job in the Obama recovery.
So what will I do, Mr. President? How will I ever find an affordable health insurance plan?
That's easy, Goldilocks. As soon as Obamacare takes full effect, you'll be fully covered by the federal government, and you'll live happily ever after. Isn't socialism wonderful? And it's all totally free.
So ends the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And now we go to our next fairy tale. It's Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Red Riding Hood.
Hello, I'm Little Red Riding Hood.
Red Riding Hood was loved by everyone, especially her grandfather Obama. It was her grandfather Obama who gave her a little riding hood, a riding hood made out of red velvet and trimmed with a yellow hammer and sickle. The outfit so suited her that she wore it all the time, which is why everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. One day, Little Red Riding Hood's mother, Hillary, asked her to take a birthday cake to Grandfather Obama, who lived in a log cabin in the woods. Her mother told Red to be careful while hiking into the woods, and in particular, to watch out for wolves. Little Red Riding Hood set out to her Grandfather Obama's house when, halfway to the house, she encountered a wolf dressed in sheep's clothing. She had no idea that the talking sheep was really a wolf. The wolf stopped her and said,
hello, little girl. Where are you going?
I'm going to my Grandfather Obama's house just down the road from here to give him his birthday cake.
Uh-huh. Well, you be careful. In fact, if I were you, I'd take the long way to Grandfather Obama's house down that far left trail. It's safer.
Little Red Riding Hood followed the wolf's advice, even though it took her a little longer to get to Grandfather Obama's house. Meanwhile, the wolf took a shortcut to Grandfather Obama's house, tied up Grandfather Obama in a back room, disguised himself as Grandfather Obama, and climbed into Grandfather Obama's bed. A few minutes later, Little Red Riding Hood arrived at Grandfather Obama's house.
Grandfather Obama, where are you?
I'm in the bedroom, Red. Come on in here. See me.
When Little Red Riding Hood saw Grandfather Obama sitting in bed, she thought he looked different.
Grandfather Obama, what bigger ears you have.
The better to hear you with, my dear.
Grandfather Obama, what a big head you have.
That's because it matches my ego, my dear.
Grandfather Obama, what an awful lot of telephones you have.
The better to monitor your calls, my dear.
And Grandfather Obama, look at all the computers you have.
The better to monitor your emails, my dear.
Grandfather Obama, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's me. Grandfather Obama, if you don't mind my saying so, you don't look and act like the same grandfather that I first met 5 years ago in 2008.
That's because we all have to go through transformational change, Red.
Are you sure you're not just a wolf in Grandfather Obama's clothing?
What a foolish thing to say, Red. Now, repeat after me. I love Grandfather Obama.
I love Grandfather Obama.
Grandfather Obama is the smartest man who ever lived.
Grandfather Obama is the smartest man who ever lived.
I will live happily ever after because of Obamacare.
I will live happily ever after because of Obamacare.
And so ends the story of Little Red Riding Hood, who is taken care of by Grandfather Obama for the rest of her life. What a beautiful fairy tale. When we come back, we'll hear Grandfather Obama himself telling us three of his greatest fairy tales. Stay with us on the internet, ESPNCU.com and 93.5 ESPN and Sunny 95.3.
Hi, this is Van from Heel to Toe and New Balance Urbana. If the last time you had your feet measured, your mother was with you, chances are good you need the services we offer at Heel to Toe. If you want to add some comfort to a long, hard work day, you need to come to Heel to Toe. If you're hard to fit, you need to come to Heel to Toe. If you're having foot pain, you should come visit us at Heel to Toe. If you have shoes that are in need of repair, you need to come to our repair facility, the best in town, Heel to Toe, downtown Urbana.
Take them out to the ball game in a new Honda or Hyundai from CarMac Car Capital. CarMac has a huge selection of new Hondas and Hyundais that will take you all to the ball game or any other destination with fewer trips to the pump. The Honda Civic and the Hyundai Elantra both boast 40 miles per gallon. And CarMac Car Capital has a great selection of both models right now. Save money and get a home run deal every time. CarMac Car Capital, 3724 North Vermilion in Danville. Learn more at CarMacCars.com.
It's Champaign Urbana's newest way to save money. It's Stevie J's Radio Refunds. You can purchase gift certificates for up to 60% off retail value from businesses you already know and love. Just go to RadioRefunds.com and sign up. Then just go shopping. You'll save big dollars for upcoming Cardinal games, Big Grove Tavern, DWP Golf World, Old Orchard Lanes and Links, and much more. Visit RadioRefunds.com. Sign up, then go shopping. From Champaign-Urbana's new home to save you money, RadioRefunds.com.
You may have experienced airline travel. When weather cooperates, the flight can be enjoyable. But if a thunderhead appears or turbulence comes into play, isn't it good to know there's a professional at the controls? I'm Mike Kessel, your Champaign Edward Jones Financial Advisor. During times of calm, investing can seem relatively simple. But what about when things aren't clear? I can help you be prepared. Stop by my office at 1701 Broadmoor Drive, Suite 110, to set up a complimentary portfolio review. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And don't forget, we got Blues Brews and Barbecue tomorrow. We're going to be on the big stage from 3:30 to 5 with our US 105.9 Country Showdown. That's going to be Texaco Country Showdown.
We have 8 contestants that could make it onto the Illinois State Fair, and so we're looking for a winner between 3:30 and 5.
Yep, and if you want to go to Tolono Fun Days, that's all day.
Starting 7 a.m. going to 11 p.m. We've got 5 different bands, and of course the fireworks around 9:20 should be awesome in Tolono.
Plenty of places to park around Tolono.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, get out of my yard!
Exactly.
Check your ESPN, the new Sunny 95.3 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
High 83. Winds could pick up early this afternoon with a 30% chance of showers after 2. We've got a low 61 into the evening tonight. Slight chance of showers after 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. tomorrow. 60% chance. We've got a high 73, low 58. And mild conditions for Sunday. Partly sunny, high 75, low 58. Again, a 30% chance of rain. Right now we're at 73. ESPN 93.5. Sunny 95.3.
Back to conclude with Bill Melberg in just a moment on ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. It's 8:50 live at the Pines in Urbana. One more Wall Street Journal report at 10 before 9.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishenko. Stocks are broadly lower. The Dow Industrial's down 89 at 14,935. The Nasdaq's down 10. The S&P 500 off 7. Andre Backos of Lex Security says it could be difficult for stocks to climb higher today.
The recent gains are coming into a resistance level from a technical perspective. We've had a nice bounce the last 3 sessions, and now we're coming up to a critical point.
Shares of BlackBerry maker Research in Motion are down 28% after the Canadian company reported a surprise quarterly loss of $84 million. The company says shipments of its new line of smartphones came in at about 2.7 million devices. That was the low end of expectations. If you're looking for an old house, a very, very old house, you'll have to stick to the East Coast. There are 850 homes built before 1776 currently on the market. Massachusetts is number one. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
We are back. Welcome to our Friday morning fairy tale special. Joining us once again, political humorist Bill Melberg, who has 3 more fairy tales for us. Bill.
That's right, Stevie and Diane, and this time we will let President Obama tell the fairy tales himself. Here's Obama fairy tale number one.
First, no matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford insurance. And everyone will have the security and stability that's missing today.
Go on, Bill. I just liked it so much I wanted to hear it again.
Yes, well, that's a short fairy tale. Here's Obama fairy tale number two.
To seize this moment, we have to use technology to open up our democracy. It's no coincidence that one of the most secretive administrations in our history has favored special interests and pursued policies that could not stand up to the sunlight. As president, I'm going to change that. We will put government data online in universally accessible formats. I'll let citizens... track federal grants, contracts, earmarks, and lobbying contracts. I'll let you participate in government forums, ask questions in real time, offer suggestions that will be reviewed before decisions are made, and let you comment on legislation before it is signed.
Mm-hmm.
And to ensure that every government agency is meeting 21st century standards, I will appoint the nation's first chief technology officer to coordinate and make certain that we are always at the forefront of technology and that we are incorporating it into every decision that we make.
Yeah.
To every phone call and tapping every email.
Yeah.
Finally, this Obama fairy tale.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet, so then all the companies could make money off the internet.
Bill, are you suggesting that campaign promises are really fairy tale?
Well, Stevie, as George H.W. Bush once said during a campaign speech in 1988, read my lips, no new taxes.
Yeah. And, of course, after getting elected, he raised taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
so fairy tales are old things in politics.
And I played for Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka the clip about, you know, no more pork on bills and immigration is loaded with the Alaska seafood stuff, and there's all... I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, it covers our northern border, too.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate your time and talent, as always, Bill. Thank you so much.
Askiwawa, everybody.
Bill Melberg, an evening with the presidents.com at a U of I alum in Chicago. All right, Diane, we'll talk on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend. Good luck, Gracie.
Thank you. It's ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. ESPN coming up on 93.5 on the Sunny Side. I'll hang around and play some songs, soft rock favorites from then and now. Coming up next, thank you for listening. Talk to you in July and have a great weekend.